discussed the most severe is a Rishon Berishon, right? Rishon Berishon, two brothers over here, right? So that's a Rishon Berishon, that's the most severe, right? Then, from my father, from this guy, from one of the brothers, to his son, is what? What's this? Rishon Mesheni, okay? That's a Rishon Mesheni, okay? Now, we learned last time, and this is a very important Gemara that we learned last time, from the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra says that Rav Ashi wanted to be machshir ba'avua da'avua. What does that mean? Rav Ashi wanted that an aid can be for me, my grandfather. And the Gemara says, Rashi pointed out on Chesam and Alphys will guaranteed be on your Faher and your Bechina this week on the Bekiyas Limud, because this is a very important Gemara. And the Gemara says, V'les halacha kemar de Rav Ashi. The halacha is not like mar de Rav Ashi. So therefore, based on that Gemara, the halacha is not that this guy is kosher to this guy, right? Because he wanted to be machshir b'avua d'avua, and we say not. Question is why? What's the lumdus of the conclusion of the Gemara that this is not okay? So we had different approaches last week how to analyze this. One approach is that, this is the approach of the Rif and the Rambam, one approach is that basically what Rashi and Tosa said is that Rabbi Rav Ashi wanted to say that a Rishon B'Shlishi is kosher. And what do we conclude? That a Rishon B'Shlishi is puzzle. That's against we conclude against Mar Bar Ashi, that it's puzzle. That's one option in the Gemara. That's the straight up option. He wanted to be mat to your grandchildren. We say, no, Rishon L'Shlishi is puzzle. That was Rabbeinu Tam's approach last time with Eishes Pinchas. That was the sugya last time. That's one approach. What's another approach, Rabosai? Another approach is the Rif and the Rambam, which is important to note. Comes along the Rif and the Rambam. No, the conclusion of the Gemara is not that a Rishon L'Shlishi is puzzle. A Rishon L'Shlishi is still kosher. Just what are you missing in your facts? This is not a good example of a what? Of Rishon B'Shlishi. Why? Because says the Rif and the Rambam, just like this is a Rishon B'Rishon, the brother is a Rishon B'Rishon, guess who else is a Rishon B'Rishon? A father and a son is a Rishon B'Rishon. If a father and a son is a Rishon B'Rishon, Rabosai, what does that make a father and a grandson? A Rishon B'Sheni, the Gemara Beferish asks is a Rishon B'Sheni. Comes along the Rif and the Rambam and says, no, I'm either a Rishon B'Shlishi is kosher. But you better make sure that you have a Rishon B'Shlishi. If you have only a Rishon B'Sheni, that's why the Gemara says we can't possibly like Mar Bar Rav Ashi. So if you hold like the Rif and the Rambam, and Steinberg's holding his hand up right now because he wants to ask this question, he's asking if that's true. So according to the Rif and the Rambam, what's going to be mutter? A great grandson. Because that's a I didn't get it.
What?
That wasn't your question?
No.
So you're getting a great grandson, Rishon B'Shlishi.
Wasn't there a crazy story with like Rav Shlomo or like Yashiv or something? Like it was an aid at like his great grandson's wedding, or you'd go?
I don't think so, because that would be a big machlokes Rishonim. Okay. Because comes along the Rashbam, and the Rashbam says, no, it might be Rishon B'Shlishi is kosher, but not straight down. Comes along the Rashbam of Avasra and has the third approach in that Gemara and says, B'nei Banim Areim Kabanim, and all these guys, anyone in a direct lineage is going to be puzzled from downwards from my son, and therefore, according to the Rashbam, it would come out that what? Not only is a great-grandson puzzled, but a great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great- conclusion of the Rashbam. What do you have a major machlokas with Max? You have a major machlokas. How do you analyze what a Rishon Mishani is with a son, if that's a Rishon Mishani? And ultimately, it will affect whether or not a great-grandson is mutter to be made. Yeah.
So, but like, how can they... So, if the son's like the father's, then why would a Shani be like your brother's son? Shouldn't your brother's son then be like his father,
no,
who's a Rishon to you?
No, because it's only because it's direct connection to the father. It's a good point, but nephews is straight up in the Gemara that's Rishon Mishani.
Okay, but how can they say, like, how can he have that child that bought him?
Because I think he distinguishes between a direct line, brother, son, that's a Rishon Mishani. But the second you're not going directly, that's going to automatically be one step removed. Oh, Zuck, we wanted you to hear this. We just chazed everything over from last week about Rishon Mishlishis.
Now you're going to hear it again.
I'm recording.
It's on the recording.
Sarcasm, Max. Sarcasm.
Okay? So now, but we pointed out last week, whatever you're going to hold, Arishon Bisheni, right? If you're going to hold of Arishon Bisheni, that's not only Arishon Bisheni with the actual relative itself, we also include in that a Baal Ki Ishto. Quickly, Zook, I'm just going to say over quickly, we pointed out that last time we had a Gemara Baba Basra. The Gemara Baba Basra said, that Mar Baravashi wanted to be Machshir Ba'avua Da'avuazuk, which means my grandfather. Right? So the Gemara says, Less Halacha Kimar Baravashi. We paskin that a grandfather is possible. So the question is, what does that mean? Why do we paskin a grandfather is possible? One option, which we pointed out last week with the Yerushalmi, with Eishes Pinchas, with Rabbeinu Tam, is because the Gemara Baba Basra is coming out, the Pasha Pshat, that a Rishon Mishlishi is possible. Mar Baravashi thought Rishon Mishlishi is kosher. We're saying a Rishon Mishlishi is possible. However, the Riff and the Rambam said that that's not the Pshat. Rather, the Riff and the Rambam said that the Pshat in the Gemara's Maskana that Mar Baravashi is wrong is that this isn't an example of a Rishon Mishlishi. It's because just like this is a Rishon Barishon, a direct line, this is also a Rishon Barishon to my son, so then Mela, this becomes a Rishon B'Sheni. So therefore, according to the Riff and the Rambam, the practical implication will be that a great-grandson will be kosher. Good.
Wasn't that the Rashba?
The Rashbam. The Rashbam was the one who said, not only a great-grandson, anyone who's the direct line, great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandson, is the third pshat in the Gemara Basra, that would be possible also, and that's the third option of why Mar Baravashi was wrong. Excellent. So now, what we introduced last time is that we have to be concerned, we have to realize that when it comes to many relatives, it's not only the relative themselves, but it's also the marriage. It's also Baal Ki Ishto, and also Ishto Ki Gufo. So it's also the marriage relationships. However, Shulchan Aruch points out in Siman Lamed Gimel Sif Dalid that's not always the case. What happens if you have the following relationship? And that's where we start today. Tana Rabbanan, we got up to this last time in Chav Chefsam Abeis by the two dots, Tana Rabbanan. Chorgo Levado. We pointed out in the Mishnah, said what? Chorgo, what's a Chorgo? A stepson? Only he is pasul, and not the extra clause that's in the Mishnah. Hein uvneim ve chasneim. No, only straight line lineage.
Just a quick, when we finish, we have like a chart of like all the what's acting the maskana.
Yes.
No, there's a lot of like who's pasul. You know.
You could have a lot more than a chart.
Or like a list, whatever. Still like with the conclusions.
You could have a chart with comments. We could try it. It'll be. The problem is that it's back and forth. But we'll go through Shulchan Aruch and we'll make a chart. Yeah. It's actually great Chazara to take everything we learned and just go through. Rabosai, you can go through after this Liman Amir Tashem, Simin Lami Gimel. Hopefully, when we finish it and really discuss everything possible, and that's all of the Hilchos Psulei Edus. You could already take a test for Dionys. Chargo Levado, a stepson himself. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Gisoy. Rabbi Yossi holds Giso. What's Giso? Brother-in-law. Anyone know what Rabbi Yossi is adding in? Rabbi Yossi is making a very... We know Giso is possible. It's in the Mishnah. What's he saying? Giso. What? No. So listen, the Gemara is not sure what Rabbi Yossi is saying. Listen to the Gemara says.
What's in Chorgo Levado instead of saying Chorgo?
Because the Chiddush is, that's what we just said. Every psul in the Mishnah is not only them, but their children and their son-in-laws. Hein uvneim v'chasneim. But when it comes to a stepson, no.
Why is brother-in-law such a Chiddush?
What's he doing with brother-in-law? Exactly.
Isn't that your sister's husband?
Yeah, what's he saying? It's already in the Mishnah. Like, what's Rabbi Yossi doing? The Gemara has no idea what he's doing. V'tanya idach giso levado. Another Brisa says, Gisa Levado, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chorgo. What? Like, what is going on here? What are these, like, random words? Chorgo, stepson, brother-in-laws, what's going on here? Frekta Gemara, Maika Omer, what is going on? Who's talking here? What's going on? Give me some explanation. Ilei Mahachi Kamar, the Gemara says, if you want to say, this is what it's saying, Chorgo Levado. Chorgo is not including the sons and the stepson. V'hu adin l'giso, and the same applies to what?
my brother-in-law. So what's the halacha of my brother-in-law's son and his son-in-law? It's totally good. Va'asar Rav Meir, Rav Yossi le'meimar, Giso levado v'hu adin l'chargo. And Rav Yossi comes along and says, what? That also Giso levado and also chargo. Elamastisin diktani Giso huvno v'chasno. So then, the Mishnah, our Mishnah, which we started off with, that presented Giso as a regular, normal guy, that is all-inclusive, including the son-in-law and including his son, money. Lo Rabbi Yehuda, the Lo Rabbi Yossi. Why is it Lo Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds what? He holds what? Giso Levado. And Rabbi Yossi holds Chorgo Levado and Giso Levado, right? Right?
Don't they both say that they're both
Levados? Yeah. Sorry, they both say Giso Levado. So then both of them don't fit within the Mishnah that said Giso is all-inclusive. Right? Elamastisin diktani Giso huvno v'chosno money lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbi Yossi v'la hachkamer. So then let's rearrange it. So really this is what the statement of all those rices are saying. Chargo Levado aval Giso huvno v'chosno. Really, Chargo is the only one that's on his own, but Giso, Saknovich, is really Bno V'chosno also. V'asar Rabbi Yossi L'meimar, Giso Levado, and Rabbi Yossi is the one who says no. Giso is the one that doesn't have the son and son-in-law, but Chargo, Hu Uvno V'chosno, but Chargo is what? All-inclusive.
What's
Chosno? Is son-in-law.
I thought Chargo was son-in-law.
No, Chargo is stepson. My stepson, I married a woman and she has a son, and now I want to know about my relationship to his son and his son-in-law. Velahad is son of Reb Chia, but there's a brisa that's against what we just said. Why, what's the brisa? We are very familiar with this brisa from last time. Shmona avos shein esrin va'arva. There are shmona main categories that once you multiply the chasanim and the banim, it turns into how many? 8 times 3, which is what? Rabosa, come on, actuaries, let's go. 24. Come on, lo Rabbi Yossi, velo Rabbi Yehuda. It's not going to be Rabbi Yossi, it's not going to be Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because each of them what? Each of them have 9. Each of them have 9. They have the 8 main of the Mishnah, plus either choreg or giso. So the Gemara says, you're right, that's not a good analysis either, Saknovitz. Chargo! I'm sorry, Elahachikamar. Chargo Levado. Aval Giso huvno v'chosno. Chargo Levado, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Chargo Levado and Giso is all inclusive. V'asar Rabbi Yossi l'meimar, Giso Levado, b'kol shekein chargo, u'mastisin Rabbi Yehuda, b'raisa d'Rabbi Yossi. Once we say that Rabbi Yossi excludes that only chargo and Giso do not have any banim of chasanim, he fits beautifully with the b'raisa of Rabbi Chia that says there are only shmona avos that have heimu b'neim of chasneim, because both chargo and Giso are out. And I, who is the Mishnah? The Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda that says Giso has banim uchasneim, and chargo is levado. So Rabbi Yossi is the one that's saying both chargo are singular and giso are singular. That's the Brisa Rabbi Chia that said there are only eight main avos, which transforms into 24. However, the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, which has 9, which is including giso to have heinu b'neim uchasneim, and only chargo is on his own.
So the only difference between the Brisa and the Mishnah is chargo.
Yeah. Is Giso.
Giso, sorry.
Yeah. Comes along Rashi and asks the following question. Giso levado. Avo bno uchosno ksheirim le giso. Rabbi Yossi poligam masdisim betarti. Chadi diktoni masdisim begiso ben vechoson. Upolig nami abal achos imo. Diktoni masdisim dahava korof. Rashi and Tosos both point this out. Tosos, the top Tosos as well. And this is going to have major implications on your chart, Steinberg. Giso levado, look at the top Tosos. Giso levado v'kol shekein chargo. Einam shavim. They're not parallel. The levados of chargo and the levados of giso are not exactly parallel, although the Gemara sounds like it is. Dechargo levado lemute bno v'chosno. Because when you're talking about a stepson, and you're saying levado, it's coming to exclude both his son, the stepson's son, and the stepson's chasan, son-in-law. V'gisol levado lo lemute bno, but gisol levado is not coming to exclude his son, but rather only coming to exclude what? His son-in-law, his chasan. To abrais Rabbi Yosi, am a chashiv bal achos imo, v'hainu ben gisol. V'lo asol lemute ela chasno. Could the perish be kuntris? Rabbi Yisai, listen to what Taisus says. Read to me the beginning of the Mishnah. Right now, the way we presented the Gemara is we said, Giso, this is my Gis, right? This is my brother-in-law, right? Right?
Is that a girl in the middle?
That's a girl in the middle. That's my sister, and that's his husband. That's my guest. That's my brother-in-law, okay? Or it could be like this, right? It could be, this is a woman, and this is her sister, and this is her husband, right? That's also Gisa, right? Good? Okay. Now, read to me the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah has a few cases, right, that are part of the main categories. Before Gis, what does it say? It's one of the topics, Bal Achos Imo. Anyone find that there?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's focus on Bal Achos Imo. That's one of the main categories, okay? Guys, look at this. Look at what Rashi and Tosafot point out. Bal Achos Imo. Imo, right? Achos Imo. The Bal of Achos Imo. Correct? So if you understand that the Gemara is saying right now that Giso Levado is really Giso Levado, and it's Giso meaning that the Bneim Uvin Chosneim and is out, so then what did you just knock out? You just knocked out one of the main categories. How does this apply in the Risha of the Mishnah that Bal Achos Imo is possible? Comes along Rashi and Tosos, and therefore conclude that when the Gemara said Giso Levado, it wasn't the same as Chorgo Levado, and it's only what? To exclude Chasno. But to exclude Bno, that's a Beferish of beginning of the Mishnah. Bal Achos Imo. Bal Achos Imo. You can't exclude that. That's off limitations. That's not allowed to be limited. So therefore Rashi says you have to, and Tosas has to say, you have to touch up the whole Gemara and say that it's only referring to what? Chosno and not Bno. Bno is still going to be puzzle. And the same way I'm puzzle to him, he's puzzle to me, because everything's reciprocal over here. Comes along the Rif, and the Rif says, no, you got it all wrong. Read Levado straight up. But Levado straight up means as follows. Listen up, Rabosai. Keep the Mishnah of Bal Achos Imo. How could I have Levado and Bal Achos Imo? That makes no sense. Rashi and Tosafot are just making a simple equation that if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. If you look at the picture that I don't know why I just erased, right? And you just set it up, Giso Levado is a contradiction to saying that Bno doesn't count. Right? That's our problem. You with me, Zanger?
Yeah.
So now, comes on the riff and says, no, keep everything. Giso Levado means my Gis's child and chosan from another wife. From this relationship, Bal Achos Imo, the Bno and the Chosno are possible. From your relationship, from his Ben and his chosan, from his Gis, and vice versa, from this marriage, Avada it's going to be included. What did the Gemara mean when it said Giso Levado? It meant from another wife.
Meaning like your step cousin.
Right. So comes along, or not only my step cousin, my brother-in-law's, I don't even know what this is called. Think about it like this. Right? My brother-in-law's
kids.
Son from another marriage, or chassan from another marriage.
Nephew.
Right. So Rabosai, according to the Rif, what happens? This is a big nafkamina, Rabosai. According to the Rif, what happens within our family? What is Gis including? The sons and the son-in-laws of that relationship, because you have Bal Achos Imo, right? Not only the son-in-laws, not only the sons, but you also have the son-in-laws. The regular chasan is still possible. Rabosai, what's going on over here?
comes along Shulchan Aruch and says you have a major machlokas Rishonim based on this question that the Rishonim were dealing with to forem for this stira, to try to resolve this contradiction. What happens if you have a Rishon B'Sheni Remember this, Rabosai. So be on your bechino with Rabbi Shechter. Rishon B'Sheni, right? Everyone good? Rishon B'Sheni? My brother, Rishon B'Sheni, right? You know what? Let's make it simpler like this. His daughter. Do you say Rishon B'Sheni with two marriages? What that's called in Halacha, which is the Seif Dalid in our Siman in Shulchan Aruch, do you passel two Baal Ke'ishtos, do you extend two Baal Ke'ishtos with a Rishon B'Sheni? If you remember from last week's Zuk, we already had that when it comes to a Rishon B'Shlishi, we don't go out. We don't say Baal Ke'ishto. You don't say Baal Ke'ishto everywhere. It's a question where you say Baal Ke'ishto, if it's an extension. Comes along Shulchan Aruch and says, well, there's a machlokas Rishonim how to analyze Gis and resolve that with the statement of the Mishnah of what? Baal Achos Imo. Depending on how you answer that question will be what you hold on the extension of Baal Ki Ishto on a Rishon B'Sheni. So Rabosai, you could have many different cases of Rishon B'Shenis that the relationship is really close. And a Rishon B'Sheni straight up between us, that's Beferish in the Gemara that we're apostle to each other. But now I want to know one step further. What about a Rishon B'Sheni through two marriages? Through two Baal Ki Ishtos? That's all going to be a function of whether or not I passel a chasson to a husband of a mother that's a Rishon B'Sheni. Again, the Rishon B'Sheni, Baal Achos Imo, the Achos is the Rishon. To me, the nephew is a Rishon B'Sheni, right? She's straight up to me, puzzle, no question, Rishon B'Sheni. I want to know about her husband. To who? Not to the actual son, but to the son-in-law. To the daughter's wife, husband. Right? To the down, to the husband. Do you say that chasson, a Baal Ki Ishto, and a Baal Ki Ishto, you say Baal Ki Ishto twice, to now even a Rishon B'Sheni, that is 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Where do those 2 days in Shulchan Aruch come from, Rabosai? Where does this big halacha l'maisa shaila, whether or not the person's going to be married, valid or not, come from? It's all based on this question that the Rishonim deal with. How do you deal with the statement of the Gemara Gisa Levado and resolve that with a statement of the Gemara of Baal Achos Imo, to me, who's the ben?
So the Rif will say, mutter?
The Rif will say that it's Osir, and Rashi and Tosfos will say that it's Mutter. Because Rashi and Tosfos say, by Giso, Bno is included, but Chosno is not included. Right. Why? What's the difference between Chosno and Bno? Because that's marriage. You don't say two Baal Ki Ishtos. The Rif will say, no! Avada the Bno and the Chosno from this marriage are puzzle. We were talking about another marriage. If that's the case, when you're not talking about a complicated other marriage, the Rif holds what? Even a Chosson is puzzle, which means in totality you're saying to me, the Rif, that you have no problem saying two Baal Ki Ishtos on a Rishon B'Sheni. So those are the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch how to resolve our question. Rabosai. It's Geshmak. Rishon B'Shlishi's marriage. All these different cheshbonos are both like, but you come out, once you get the picture, once you get the hang of it, once you resolve where the basic questions that they're coming to answer are both like, you have all psuleidus on your fingertips. Yeah.
So I had some questions. Why couldn't you, in theory, say, it only said, they said, Baal Chosimo. So how do we know, I mean, you might say it's plugged, how do we know necessarily that it goes both ways? We know that your father...
The Rishonim all point that out. Right. Anytime it's me, it's who b'no b'chosno, it's bein me, bein him.
Where's the source for that we know it goes
That's just ways. The way they learned the Mishnah. Okay. That's included. You're right, that's given. Okay. Sure.
The Rif makes much more sense according to the Mishnah.
Why?
Because it says... Because
it's Baal Achosimo. Yeah.
Because it says in the Mishnah, v'giso hein of neyem v'chasneyem.
But in Echrami, we're going to argue on that, because we're now passing against, by Gis, you're right. By Gis, we're passing against him because we're learning Gisa Levado.
So now the question is, yeah, but what happens to the thing that we agree with of Bala Achosimo? You can't just disagree with Gis because you're also disagreeing with the first line of the Mishnah of Bala Achosimo. So it, straight up, Gis, the Gemara is clearly saying, if we're going to come and paskin like Rabbi Yossi, so we're clearly disagreeing with the Mishnah when it comes to Gis. But what happens to the first clause? You can't disagree by Gis and still claim to have to be in agreement by Bala Achosimo.
I probably missed this last year, but how do we know just the obvious ones, like after your father and son? Is that just considered to be so funny that we have to mention?
So the Gemara, as is actually two times ago, the Gemara learns avos to each other and bonim to each other, and it's all and obvious that avos to bonim are also possible. Yeah.
Okay.
It's lo yumsu avos al bonim. Yeah. But it's true that Morris pointed this out last time that. The most basic one is not said in the Mishnah, a father to a son.
Right.
Only the more complicated ones. But it's all included in the pasuk of Lo Yimsu Avos Al Banim that will even pasul a Sheni B'Sheni, which is a first cousin, right? And will even pasul a nephew, and then what we discussed last week was whether or not we'll go to great grandchildren or not. Okay. That's the hardest part of the Segura Bosai, and it really it's important to spend some time on it because it really, really has tremendous nachman as lalach. Those two sugyas that we've discussed, which is the sugya on Chavchesim and Aleph, that Rashi and Rabbeinu Tamin comment on from the Gemara Baba Basra, that has implications on how you assess the relationship between a father and a son. Is it a Rishon Barishon or a Rishon B'Sheni? Ultimately affecting grandparents and great-grandparents, and this sugya of a Rishon B'Sheni with two Balka Ishtos are very, very important machloksim that affect the whole Psule Edus. By a Sheni B'Shlishi, Rabosai, what do you hold by a Rishon B'Shlishi with two Balka Ishtos? This is a trick question.
Still
no. We said last week from Ashes Pinchas that even one Balka Ishto by a Rishon B'Shlishi is going to be kosher. So you see, it's not a given by every relationship that even though they themselves are puzzle, that necessarily we're going to automatically apply in every situation the Balka Ishto. You have to figure out what is the nature of the connection, and that wasn't even up for debate in Shulchan Aruch about the wife. Even though Zuk pointed out last week that it was a suffix in the Yerushalmi, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins the suffix Lekula, and therefore from Eishes Pinchas, and therefore Rishon B'Shlishi with even one Balka Ishto, since the Rishonim say it's a spalik dara, it's so distance, so therefore we don't apply Balka Ishto in such a scenario. But what about one up from that? What about a Rishon B'Sheni with one Balka Ishto? That's simple, that's straight in the Gemara that we learned last time. One Balka Ishto with a Rishon B'Sheni is for sure possible. What about two Balka Ishtos with a Rishon B'Sheni, Rabosai? It's up for grabs. Depends how you answer this question about Giso fitting with Bala Chosimo, the Rif, versus Rashi and Tosos. That's the end of the sugya. Says the Gemara, let's go Vaita, let's cover some ground. Amar Shmuel, halacha ki Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is, like Rabbi Yossi, that what, Zuk? Giso is levado. Means that it's not like the Mishnah presentation, right, Zuk? So when we're passing like Rabbi Yossi about giso, so then we're going to have some sort of kula by giso. How far of a kula? Now that we're passing the halacha like Rabbi Yossi, and the Rambam's yud is on that, halacha and Shulchan Aruch is on that. So now, what the ramifications of that statement, Steinberg, is, Max, is now going to be a machloikis between the Rif and Tosis. How expansive does paskening like Giso be? Meaning, what does that affect in terms of all marriages and double Balka Ishtos on this relationship, right? So now, you are going to have to take our last conversation into effect, because now we're seeing that we pasken like Rabbi Yossi, and we don't take up the Mishnah statement in terms of Giso, and therefore, it's going to chop major nafkaminas la halacha. Halacha Rabbi Yossi, ahi matanta, there was a shtar that had a matana on it, da'avachat sima alei tre gise, that there were two gisim, two brother-in-laws, that were signed on it, right? Right? Two brother-in-laws that were signed on it. What's two brother-in-laws? That's a Rishon Berishon with two Balki Ishtos, right? What do we say by a Rishon Berishon with two Balki Ishtos or Bosai? Kosher or Pasul? Pasul. Straight up. There's even a debate about, there's a debate about Rishon Mesheni, but Rishon Berishon, there's no debate. Sabar of Yosef Lachshura. So Rav Yosef wanted to be Machshir. What? The Amar of Yudah Meshmuel Ach Rav Yosef. Because we just paskin like Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, does this sit well with anyone? How does that help? Amar le'abai mimayder Rav Yosef demastisin demachshir begiso. No, there's another Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef in the Mishnah says what, Rav Yosef? What does Rav Yosef in the Mishnah say?
Possibly
begiso. Hikashas begiso. Why? What's the rationale? Amar Rav Yosef, Zu Mishnas Rabbi Akiva, Aval Mishnah Rishona, Dodo Uben Dodo V'chol Aroy Liarsho. What's V'chol Aroy Liarsho? Says Rabbi Yosef, we got our whole list wrong. It's not dependent on relatives. It's dependent on one thing, Rabosai. Mominis, what's going to make you lie in life? What's going to make you Mishakir, the Adrama, is one shot in that line in the Mishnah. We don't care about the family. We care about what? The money, the Yerusha. So Rabbi Yossi holds what? Who doesn't Yarshin? A brother-in-law doesn't Yarshin. So Rabbi Yossi of the is not part of the Mishpacha of the, no, direct Yerusha. So therefore, the Rabbi Yossi says that a no.
If he has no kids?
No.
No.
No, it go up. It goes up. It's the Mishnah Yesh Neichlin. So Rabbi Yosef thought to be Machshir Gis, because as long as he's not a relative to be Yairish, so then the Rabbi Yosef presented in the Mishnah would be Machshir him. Says the Gemara, who says that we're passing like Rabbi Yosef of the Mishnah? Maybe we're passing like the Rabbi Yosef of the Braisa. Dilma Rabbi Yosef the Braisa, the Pasul Begiso, that says Giso is Pasul. We might have a debate about his son-in-law and no debate about his son, right? Because that the Rif and Rashi and Tosis agree about his son, but he might have a debate about his son-in-law, but everyone agrees that the basic Gis himself is what, Rabosai? According to the Braisa. Gisa Lovado means my Gis is Pasul. Right? We might have a discussion how far that takes it with the Gis, but the Gis is Pasul, Max. So the Gemara says, so maybe the Braisa is Pasul and Begiso, and therefore this whole Shtar Matana becomes Pasul. Lo Saikadaitach. To Amr Shmuel, Kagoyin Anu Pinchas. I'll tell you why I didn't think that we're Pasul like that, Rabbi Yossi. Because Shmuel says, me and Pinchas, the Havina and Achi Begisi, that are brothers and brother-in-laws, that have both pasul, Rashi says, right? What's the case? To habehedya perishmul lefsula degiso. He wants to pasul his brother-in-law. He goin anu pincha shaya achiv. He was his brother. Vegiso mechlal degiso de almaksherim. Sounds like he's only pasul because he's my brother also. But if he's just my brother-in-law, that would be a reason to kasher him. Avagisi de alma shapir dami. But if it wasn't for the fact that he was my brother also, I wouldn't pasul. So the Gemara says, no, Dilma, Kegoin Anu Pinchas Mishum Degiso. No, the reason why Pinchas is Pasul for me is because he is my brother-in-law. And brother-in-law is what? Is Pasul. Kamrle. Amrle, Zil Knai Be'ed De Mesire. So the Gemara says, you're right. We're not going to be able to rely on the Edim that are signed on the document. So what do we have to rely on? The Edim Mesire. What does Edim Mesire mean, Rabosai? Who learned Maseches Gittin over here? What's Edim Mesire? Very important, Machloikis. Very important machlokes. Major machlokes between Rav Lazar and Meir. Max, listen to this. Major machlokes between Rav Lazar and Meir, that is the yesodos and fundamentals of Maseches Gittin. When I give over a get, how does the get take effect? What are the edim that gives the get its effectiveness? Rav Lazar says, Edim Mesira Karsi. The edim that are watching over the Nesinas Hashtar, that's what shafts the shtar, that's what it makes the shtar effective. However, Rabbi Meir holds Ede Chasima Karsi. Karsi means get krisus, what cuts off the relationship. Ede Chasima, which means not the Edim that are watching it, but rather the Edim that are signed inside the shtar. That's what gives the effectiveness of the get. So the Gemara is saying right now,
not going to be that if the get's not given, but it's written.
Oh, Nafkamina right now was that, let's say you don't have Edom signed on it, but you have Edom that are watching over the Mesira. Oh, so says the Gemara. Amar lezil knaya bid Edom Mesira. So Gemara says, okay, so we have a gis that's on, that's signed on the shtar, but let it work just because, forget about the Edom that are signed on the shtar, let it work through who? Through Rabbi Elazar Shita that holds Edom Mesira. We can call over two Edom, and they'll watch the giving of the shtar. Rabbi Elazar, like Rabbi Elazar that I just said to you, that argues are a mayor. But the Gemara says, V'alamar Rabbi Abba, Modu Rabbi Elazar, Mezuyif Bitocho. But Rabbi Elazar agrees that, okay, if you don't have Edi Chasima, it might be kosher as long as you have Edi Mesira. But what's going to be pasul? If it's invalid, mitoch hashtar. If there's someone who's pasul that signed on it, so it could be that Rabbi Elazar wouldn't have needed Chasima in order for it to make it work, but it invalidates it if the person is pasul, it's mizuyef mitocho. Shu pasul, omrele, zil, loy shavki, deloy asivna loch. One second. Let's just see the. So, what's the Gemara's maskana? Amalei zil lo shavki li do sivna lach. So the Gemara says, yeah, inachanami, it doesn't work. So, Rabosai, you see a major thing over here. You see a major thing that this machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Meir is not only limited to what? To gittin. This machlekes Rabbi Elazar and Meir is applicable to what? Even Dine Mominus, any Shtar Kinyan, a Shtar Matana, this classic Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Meir will exist. What does Rabbi Elazar hold if you don't have Edom Mesira? This is important for Maseches Gittin, Rabbi Elazar, just the Yediyah. There's a major Machlokes Tosas in the Rif and the Rambam. Is Rabbi Elazar Shida that holds Edom Mesira Karsi? Is it Af Edom Mesira Karsi? Or is it only Edom Mesira Karsi? Meaning, let's say I have Edei Chasima that are Ksherim, but I don't have Edei Mesira. Will that work? Comes along the Rif and the Rambam and says, Rabbi Elazar is adding you an additional option of Edei Mesira Karsi. But if it's only Edei Chasima, of course you would agree to Rabbi Meir. He's just being more makel. However, Tosa Shita, and that fits into this Tosa's opinion, that asks Astira, how come over here Abai is going with Edei Mesira Karsi, and we see other places that Abai follows the Chasima? According to the Rif and the Rambam, the Tosas question is not a question. It's only Tosas Lashitaso that Tosas holds what? Only Edi Mesira Karsi, but not also Edi Chasima Karsi. Rabosai, remember that for all of your Sigus, of Subis, of Gittin, of situations where you get into this Machlokas.
Who says which one?
Rif and Rambam hold also, Tosas holds only.
I'm honestly really confused with what just happened in this Gemara. Before there would be a lot of everywhere thing, even. It seems like there's just so many.
The Gemara thought that gis might be kosher, and therefore this.
I think it could be. It says in the Mishnah it's possible.
Not according to Rabbi Yossi, because he's not a relative that can inherit.
Okay.
So the Gemara says, yeah, but the Rabbi Yossi of the Brisa contradicts the Rabbi Yossi of the Mishnah, and when we were passing like Rabbi Yossi, we were passing like the Rabbi Yossi of the Brisa, not Rabbi Yossi of the Mishnah, which says that gis and a brother-in-law is possible.
The same Rabbi Yossi, but a different opinion.
Yes, different versions of Rabbi Yossi. Yeah.
Is that like, I've never seen that?
Yeah, all the time. Before. All the time. All the time. Different versions. Yeah.
So which one do you go like when they're...
That's why we need the Gemara. It's a Paschal like Halacha. Exactly.
Okay.
It's only relevant once you say Halacha Rabbi Yossi, and then the Gemara says, wait, which Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi of the Brisa or Rabbi Yossi of the Mishnah? So the Gemara proves that it's Rabbi Yossi of the Brisa. And therefore, a brother-in-law is still Paschal.
But Rabbi Yossi of the Brisa says that he is Paschal. But Rabbi Yossi of the Mishnah says he's not Paschal. And Paschal like the one of the
Brisa. Right, okay. Right. And that's what possible and invalidated the story of the shtar. And the Gemara says, even though you had Edi Mesira, it's not going to help if you have possible people who signed on it. I'm just telling you that, let's say you didn't have possible people signed on it, let's say you had kosher people signed on it, and you didn't have Edi Mesira, what would possibly like Rabbi Elazar mean? Does that mean we possibly like Rabbi Elazar that only Edi Mesira help? Or no, even Rabbi Elazar holds Edi Chasima can help, he's just adding to you an additional option. Vayter in the Gemara, new Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. What was Rabbi Yehuda Oimer? Rabbi Yehuda said, what happens if there's a relationship, a kurva, that's nisrachik? What's the situation that the relationship can be nisrachik? Max, give me a situation where you can be related to someone and then ultimately not related to them.
What do you mean ultimately?
Divorce.
Death. Ties can be severed. So there was one point that I was related to this person. Am I kosher or apostle to this person? Says Rabbi Yehuda, if you were once related, doesn't matter what happens afterwards. Karov and Israchik, you were karov, you were related, and then you were distanced, you stay apostle. Do we pass like Rabbi Yehuda? Do we not pass like Rabbi Yehuda? What else does Rabbi Yehuda say in the Mishnah?
He's in the
Mishnah, yeah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu mesa bita, even if your daughter died, and now you want to know, can you be made for your son-in-law? V'yesh lo banim imenu, and she has children, hare zeh karov, he's still related. Then Rabbi Yossi says, ha'oi v'asone, Avi, you have a best friend that you tell all your secrets to? You know what Rabbi Yehuda says to that? He better not be your best man being made on your wedding. Better not be your eight kiddushin, says Rabbi Yehuda, because we don't believe him. Oiv does not have ne'emonis.
So Avi, that guy you objectify that?
What?
How do you objectify that?
Oh, so we have to talk about it in the Gemara. Wait till Chavtes Amar Alf. We're getting there. What about a sone? What about a guy that you hate his guts? Can he be made for you? And he hates your guts. Can he be made for you? Says Rabbi Yehuda, he can't be made for you. Rabbi Isai.
But if the witness hates the guy that, against his testifying,
he can't be testified. You can't testify him. He's a sone, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda or do we not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Stay tuned. Let's see.
Are all the rules of Psilei Edis the same as Psilei Dionys?
Okay. Oh, Chavin Tuchav Tesam at Aleph. Maybe, maybe not. No. We say that Dionys is different. Hang in one second. First, let's find out if we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda by Edis. Then, let's infer from there. Just because we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda by Edis, the Gemara is going to say in a second that for being a Dion of a Sone and an Oiv, that Rabbanon will agree to Rabbi Yehuda that that's possible. But stay tuned. We didn't learn that yet. I'm just telling you.
Do I not have any sonis?
Right. So it comes along the Gemara. Let's see. Amar Rav Tanchun, Amar Rav Tabla, Amar Rav Bruna, Amar Rav Halacha Kareb Yehuda. Whoa! All these guys say Halacha Kareb Yehuda. Rava Amar Rav Nachman, Ein Halacha Kareb. Whoo! Rava Amar Rav Nachman, Machlokes Amar Ram, if we pass like Kareb Yehuda. V'chein Amar Rabba Bar Rav Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan. Oh, we're getting more support. Ein Halacha Kareb Yehuda. So therefore, what would that mean? A karov and israchek, once that tie is severed, so then we are back on track. We're kosher. Ika demasni lahad de Rabba Barachana. There are those that quoted Rabba Barachana that just said, Ein alach k'Rabbi Yehuda, aha. Ezu darash Rabbi Yosef Gamliel. They pointed it out and they came to this conclusion from this drasha from Rabbi Yosef Gamliel. What does the pasuk say? Where's this pasuk? In Shoiftim, I believe, right, Ezra? Uvasa ala koyinim alavim ala shoifid asher yiya bayamim mayim. Where is it? Shoiftim? Uvasa ala koyinim alavim ala shoifid asher yiya bayamim mayim. You will come to the shoifid and to the koyin that was in your day. Anyone have a problem with that statement of the Torah?
What does that mean in your day?
In your day. How am I supposed to come to someone not in my day? What am I going to go to a ghost? Going to go to someone, you know, back from the dead? How are you supposed to go to someone that's not by Yamim Ahim? So you know what, Chazal have another drasha about this? Ein lecha shofet, ela shebi yamecha. You know what the Chazal have a drasha? Chazal, if Bezdin comes in a later generation, and they darshan a pasuk a different way than the earlier generation darshan, no, that's when it comes to dinim derabbanan. This is what's fascinating. Listen to what the Rambam says, Rav Osai. If you have a generation, a later Bezdin, what Ezra's quoting, that want to change a takana midrabanan, a rabbinic decree, they have to be greater in chachma and minyan, like the Gemara says in Beitza, and the Gemara says in Megillah, and the Gemara says in many different places. But that doesn't, how ironic is this? That doesn't apply if it's a drasha min haTorah. If it's a din d'oraisa that they're using the tools of Torah Shebaal Peh, granted from Moshe Rabbeinu, and they draw another conclusion, Rabbi Isai, Ein lecha ela shoifet shebi yamecha. Then you have to follow the later Bezdin. Now, this obviously was up until Chasimus HaTalmud, up until Ravina Ravashi. Right now, we can't argue with anyone. We lost that ability. That's another shir, another question why that is. However, fundamentally, the Gemara was saying, and the Chazal Paskin, when it comes to Dinim Deraisa, through the tools of Torah Shebaal Peh, you have the ability to argue, and based on your better judgment, in your time, Ein Lecha Ela Shoifet B'Yamecha, trust your rabbis. Trust your rabbis as long as they're using the tools that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them at Har Sinai. So let's see what the Gemara says. V'chisala al daitchach sha'adam ha'olech etzel shayfet shalo ha'ya b'yamav. Zanger, could you ever have a havamina that a person's going to the judge that's not in his days? It's talking about a connection to a person that wasn't that was originally invalid, that was originally pasul. Now we're saying that now it's going to be kosher because it's nisrachik. And Rabbi Baruch Hanan is saying we paskin not like Rabbi Yehuda that a karov and nisrachik is kosher because we take everything on today's basis. Asher yeh bayamim mohem. Is he a karov now or is he a rachuk now? Okay, and that's the drasha that we learn. I'm Rabbi Baruch Hanan. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. What?
Like,
Asher Basher Usham. Exactly. Similar thing. Shots it up right now. Is he a karov or not? Asher Yeh Bayamim Ahim. Let's forget about the history. Let's forget about what was. Let's judge it up right now. If he's not a karov right now, so we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Karov and Israchik is kosher. Amar Rabbi Chana or Rabbi Yochanan. Halach Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Halach Rabbi Yosi Aglili. We pass like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Same thing. Bnei Chamur de Mar Ukva. So Bnei Chamur de Mar Ukva. There were people. This person Bnei Chamud Mar Ukva Krovim v'Nisrachu Hava, and they were this case Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. They were originally relatives, and why? Rashi says Shemesa Achosem Asher Eishes Mar Ukva, that their sister, the wife of Mar Ukva, died. So now basically they're brother-in-laws to Mar Ukva, but that relationship of the wife is no longer existence. Their sister is no longer alive. Good. Also, Kameladina, they came to him for din. Amar lahu, pasil nalahu. I'm pasil for you. Ladina for the din. Amrule, my daitcha kerb Yehuda. You paskin that a karov and israfik is pasil? Do you paskin like who? Who holds karov and israfik is pasil? Rabbi Yehuda, you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Mar Ukva, you're not going to judge us because you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Anan maisinon igrarta mimarava, I will bring a letter mimarava from the west, de'ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, that we just have a slew of poskim that just wrote a letter and substantiated the fact that karov and israchik is what? Is kosher against Rabbi Yehuda. And the letter says that Rabbi Yehuda is wrong. If so, Mar Ukva is allowed to be what? A dayan. You can judge us. You're a karav and israchik. Our sister's dead. Amar lahu, atu bekava dekira idabaknu b'chu deloi ka'amina pasil nalachu ladina elamishu deloi tzaisa dina. Says Rashi, bekava dekira idbeku b'chu bekav shel shaiva Nidbakti bechem? Am I glued to you, Bitmia? Klomer ani dovok bechem klal? Ela osam loy tzasin ladina. Says Mar Ukva, I'm not glued to you. I'm not related to you. I'm not attached to you. That's not why I said that I'm puzzled to judge and I'm not going to judge you. Zanger, get this. You know why he's puzzled to judge him, he said? The lo tzaisa ladina. What's the lo tzaisa ladina? The Leitzai Siladina means you're not going to listen to the psak. I know your behavior. I know who you are. I'm now removing myself from judging you. Rabosai, very similar to the Gemara that we learned in the first parak, situations on when a person's allowed to remove. But the difference is over here. Here it's not as bad because over there, Zook, when I remove myself to judge from the first parak, it's because what? It was out of fear. Either fear, according to some Rishonim, from you doing something to the other guy, or fear for you coming after me. Over here, I'm not fear. It's not a violation of Lo Saguru Mipneish. I'm not scared of you. I'm just practical, and I'm saying, this is going to mock the whole Bezdin system. You're not going to listen to me. If you're not going to listen to me, I'm not getting involved. Lo Tzaisa Ladina, I'm not going to pass. But it's not because I held I was apostle to you. It's not because I hold that I'm Karov and Israchik is still apostle. I don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. But rather, it's not only a harosha, it's a din. If Dayanim think that these people are jokesters and they're not going to listen to the psak, This Gemara is telling you that they're not mechuyev to judge.
There's not any sort of like enforcement, because like let's just say in general, someone just like, yeah, if the pshat doesn't go my way, I'm just not going to do it, you know. So going, you know, like,
there is enforcement.
So then, like, if it's that easy, then somebody can just whenever they go.
But let's say even after the enforcement, I think that this guy is just not going to listen. So then you're allowed to back out.
I mean, like, but that's
back
that's,
out before the judge. He didn't judge yet.
Right, but that's still making it better for the guy. It's like I think that he might not listen, so now I'll just let him. Like it would be that he's going to have to owe money or something.
Right.
So
right.
Then it's going to be that you're letting him keep or the money that he might potentially
or maybe know. We have to figure out a system that we know that he's going to listen.
Yeah, that's how, this is just is letting him get away. It's like,
but maybe Marokko saw that it just he's going to beat around the system. So if I'm not mechuyev, I'm allowed to, I'm just not mechuyev, I can go out. Because I don't have to make a mockery of myself.
Okay, just because it's kind of letting the guy go off easy.
Or we have to figure out another option.
Right.
Yeah. Right. But the Gemara just wants to know why is Marokko allowed to remove himself right now. You're right. You have to figure out something. But is there an isser on Mar Okfa to remove himself right now? Not because the way it stands, it's just going to make a mockery and it's not going to be effective. Yeah. So, you have no question? Okay. Weiter, guys. Oh, hey. What about best friends, Sakovitz? What about people that are so loved to each other? Or sones, people that hate each other? Can they be aidim for each other or not? Very important Gemara. Vikama Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Rabbi Yirmiya. What's considered an ohev? How do you decide what an ohev is? Steinberg had a question. There has to be some objective standard of what an ohev is. So he was mechabin to the Gemara. Vikama. And what's considered an ohev? Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Rabbi Yirmiya. Kol Shivas Yimei Hamishna. Meaning, an ohev is considered someone who is involved in the wedding. Right? The pasuk says ohev zeh shushbino. What's shushbino? Guy who's really facilitating in all your achanas, in being close to you in the chasana, and is such a person that I, me, mamish, hold as my best man helping me out to prepare for the chasana, he's going to be pasul. He's going to be pasul forever? So says the Gemara, no, he's just pasul, kol shevis yimei amishta, for the 7 days of Sheva Brachos. That best man, that guy who helped me out so much, that he's so close to me, right? So it shows, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a big covet. For you to be the real shushbin who's going to help you with all your achanas for the chasana, and therefore it's going to even be lasting for those 7 days. He's not allowed to be made for you. Rabbanu Mishmei de Rava Amar Afilu Mi'erun Rishon Ve'elach, and the Rabbanu Mishmei de Rava hold that what? That no, from the first day after the chasana, it doesn't go into Sheva Brachos. As long as he's not made for you that day, that's where Rabbi Yehudim held that an Oyev is possible. But after that first day, even if it's during Sheva Brachos, he's no longer having that close relationship with you, like being a Shushbin, from day one and on, it is Mutter.
Do we even paskin
that? Does that mean that a Shushbin?
No, we paskin an Oyev Kiskasher. This is all Machalikas within Rabbi Yehuda.
So this is not even Halach L'Maisa.
It's not even Halach L'Maisa. Right, exactly.
So that means like a shushbin can't be like a kedushin.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, who we don't pass him like.
So what's the shushbin exactly? That's like your best man. That's what
I'm not sure what it would translate to be now. Yeah, someone like that. Someone who's really intimate, like helping you in terms of like the chasana. You're like your closest friend.
And the first opinion is that he's only puzzled specifically only during
Sheva Brachos. And the second opinion is that it's not even during Sheva Brachos. So just the first day.
Tiny
amount of time, exactly. Yeah. Whether or not we pass like Rabbi Yehuda or not. But Zook asks, do we pass like Rabbi Yehuda? And I answered him, no. But hold the phone, because there will be a Chumrah of the Marshal that we spoke about that we're getting to in a second, but we don't know it yet. Let's say.
When you say seven Shavuos Yemei Meshta, I mean, the event happened during Shavuos Yemei Meshta, or he's testifying during Shavuos Yemei Meshta?
Testifying during Shavuos Yemei Meshta. We don't care when the event happened. Tanur about, well, actually we do. We care about both. Being a Tussle aid includes within it two things. The Shas Re'iya, seeing the event, and also the Shas HaGadus Edus. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Tchilaso B'Psul, V'Sofa B'Kashrus, which means, Tchilaso B'Psul means what? At the Shas Re'iya, at the event, he was Pasul, and then what happened? Ties were severed, people were divorced, people died. V'Sofa B'Kashrus, now I became Kasher. Are you Pasul or Kasher? The Gemara Baba Basra says, you're Pasul. Edus means not only testifying, Edus means the time that you saw. So therefore, Tchilasu Apsul, the Sofa B'Kashros, is Pasul. So therefore, but both of those are important, okay? Tanur Rabbanan. V'hu lo oyev loy. And he is not an enemy to him. Ya'idenu, the Pasuk says. Then he can testify. V'lo mevakesh ra'asa yidinenu. And if he doesn't want his detriment and bad things to him, then he could be a dayan, says the Pasuk. Where's this Pasuk? In Bamidbar. You hear? Ashkechon soinei. So we found a source in the Torah that Rabbi Yehuda's hanging his hat on Rabbi Osai. For what? For someone who hates him, who's a soinei. Oyehiv minolon. How do you know about a shushpin? How do you know about a best man? How do you know about that close friend? Karibe hachi. This is the way you read the pasuk. V'hulo oyevlo, and he does not an enemy to him. V'lo oyevlo, and you also learn in the pasuk, and he also doesn't love him. Ye'idenu. That's the way you should read the pasuk. Then he could testify. V'lo mevakesh ra'aso, v'lo tovaso, yidinenu. And if he doesn't want his good, and he doesn't want his bad, and all, not only that, he doesn't want his good, so then he could be a kosher, a dayan. Midi oyev ksiv? What? How do you change the pasuk? The pasuk about Midbar, Ezra, who knows the pasuk about Midbar, will tell you. Ezra, do you know which parasha this is?
No.
By Midbar Lamed Hei. By Midbar Lamed Hei. You have a chart for this one?
Maaseh.
So, frech the Gemara Kasha, it's a nice drasha. Oyev. But what's the problem, Steinberg? What's the problem? Miksiv.
Don't say it.
Statenisht. Say statenisht, Steinberg.
Statenisht.
Good. Mide oyev ksiv. Elo svarahu. You're right, it's not the Pharisee in the Pasuk. But it's a logic. Oyev my taima. What's the reason the pasuk says oyev is pasul? Mishum de merchaka daite. Because his das is rachok, which means what? I'm someone who wants to distance any help and assistance towards this person. I try to move away from that person as much as possible, so therefore you're going to be pasul to be made for him. Oyev nami. So oyev is a problem in the opposite direction. Mekarve daite. He has kirov das. Rabbanon, hi loy oyev loy mevakesh raso my darshibe. Who's Rabbanon, Rabosai? The Rabbanon that paskin against Rabbi Yehuda. So what do they do with these psukim? Rabosai, it's a problem. Rabbanon have to deal with parshas Bamidbar. The psak halacha has to deal with parshas Bamidbar. If we want to say an oyev and a soine are kosher, Rabosai, that's going to be a problem, Rabosai. So what are we going to do? Darshibe chad ladayin. One pasuk is used for a dayan, which answers your question, Steinberg, that even though the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to an oiv and a sone in terms of being made for each other, but an oiv and a sone in terms of being dayan, even Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda will need to know. So now, Zuk asked me, is it relevant lahalacha to know what is considered an oiv and what is considered a sone? It might not be relevant lahalacha in terms of psule edus, but it is relevant lahalacha in terms of being apostle dayan, because the rabbanon agree to Rabbi Yehuda in terms of dayan, because they have to know what to do with this pasuk, and they're shadi and they use it in terms of dayanis. Idach and the other pasuk kedisanya amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda v'hulo oyev lo v'lo mevakesh raso. Another day in mikan l'shnei talmidei chacham shesonin zeh she'en yoishvim b'din echad. Two dayanim that hate each other should not be sitting on one beis din. They're never going to get to a correct conclusion, and it's not going to be good. So Rabosai, bottom line la'alacha, oyev and soine, la'alacha, we paskin, is kosher le'edis. However, oyev and soine for dayanis is pasul, and therefore this oyev and soine is very relevant la'alacha. One thing before, two points before I take questions. This halacha, that the Gemara is saying is a svara, that it's a function of karov daite and richuk daite. Does that sound like the regular psul krovim that we said is a gzeris hakasov, even applies to Moshe and Aaron, where there's no chash meshaker? It's not because of lying, Rabosai. What does oev and sone sound like?
Like they're like relatives.
Like it is. No, it's not like relatives. It's not totally on a psul kurva. It's rather, it's totally on a svara of chashash meshaker. Because they have das, because they're close in their das, because they're rachuk in their das, so then we're worried that maybe they're going to lie. Similarly, like we learned in the beginning of the year, that a nogeya be'edah, someone who has what to gain from this testimony, is maybe a chashash meshaker, and we're worried he's going to lie, and that's why he's puzzled. But it's not that you're a psul be'etzim. It's not that you're like a karov, that the gavra is puzzle. It's just because we think that ultimately you might be choshesh l'shaker, and you have kirov das or richuk das, and that's why it's going to be puzzle. So if you would ask me, would I throw into a category, oiv and sone, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds its puzzle, would I put it into one boat and one basket with all the krovim that we've discussed? I would say absolutely not, because the Gemara is clarifying that when it comes to Oiv and Sone, it's not because we view him as Mishpacha, we view him as a relative, rather it's because of a psychology, because of a Chashash Meshaker, and that will have tremendous ramifications based on the situations where Chashash Meshaker is not going to apply, or where the Chashash Meshaker is going to go away, and it's a psul that's very relative. Some poskim write that because this psul is relative, that therefore, b'di'eved, even according to Yehuda, that passels, b'di'eved, it might be kosher. Because it's all relative. It's all arbitrary. It's all dependent on a feeling, on a richuk das. It's not really be'etzim apsul. And therefore, if I remember correctly, the Rambam and some poskim paskin la'alocha, that if b'di'eved you use them, and it turns out that he was an oiv and a sone, some poskim will say it's not as severe as having a real relative that's passel no matter what. Now, comes along the Gemara that we're going to learn in the first parak, but I want to quote it now because it chaps a big nafkmina l'alacha. The Gemara Makkah says something fascinating that by the end of this year, Rabbi say you will know this math. The Gemara Makkah is backwards and forwards because the sugya is coming up on the Pesamid base. Mirtz Hashem on the next Bechina. The Gemara says, Zook, you've already heard this. Everyone know what that is?
A gun.
A gun. You like it? It's not bad.
I knew what it was.
Maybe put that there. Okay. Give me some lights.
One more sheets.
Okay.
Okay.
That's blood. Okay. What is this guy? What happened to him?
Dead.
Shot. He's not dead yet. He's dying. Okay? He's dying, right? Now, we have a witness that's going to testify on the murder, right? What's the problem with this witness?
He's only one.
Comes along the Gemara and says, well, what if you had another one? Are we good? Can we put the guy to death?
Maybe.
Yes or no? Two Aiden, what's the problem?
Maybe they're chair.
Good? Everyone good? Yeah? Two Aiden? Classic, right? Says the Gemara, this should never work. You should never be able to put a rotseach to death. No, the Gemara says you have a third aid. And we have a concept. Tell me the concept, la'alacha, Rabosai, when you have a group of three. Tell me the name of the klal. Nimtza echad me'an, karvo pasol, edusan b'teila. Right? Rabbi Kivi Eger about Dionysus, the letter, exactly. Yeah, gevaldik, mishnah melech, tzois, yeah, nesivis. Rabbi Isai, Nimtzach min Karma Apostle. Frick the Gemara Makkas da Bobim Rei of Alfzinger of Bam Kasha. You should never be able to put something to death because this guy witnessed the story.
What if they're only witnessing after he died?
Why is he Apostle? What does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says, you're right, he's not going to be Apostle Steimer. You know why? Because he never comes to court to testify. Alpi Shnaim Adam Yokum Dover, says the Gemara in the answer. The Gemara is only talking about the people that are going to come to court to testify. The guy who died, who's been buried before the court case, so he might have been there at the Shas Re'iyah, but he's going to be now no longer an aid. So that's the Gemara's answer. But Rabosa, I want to understand the Havamina of the Gemara. That's exactly what the Gemara said.
So if Re'iyah
is there, but you don't have the ability to ever be Mekayim Adover, so then you're not going to be included. That's the Gemara's conclusion. It's a good question, Mac. Rabosai, but I want to understand the Havamina Gemara. comes along Tosfos on Testament Beis. Let's skip to this. We're going to do this later. Let's skip to this right now, Rabotai, because you're going to enjoy this. Testament Beis. Tosis Dibra Maschil Lertzoinoi. Vahadapar, you see where the wide line, the third wide line's on the Dibra Maschil Lertzoinoi? Third line down, in the middle of the line, Vahadapar Parakamad Makas, Davavim and Aleph. Nir B'Yatzil, okay, that's the other case, but let's say Nir Tzach Yatzil, the same thing. He should save everyone. Lefishu Pasul Machmas, what? Why is he Pasul? The guy who was affected, either he was raped or he was killed because he's a? Sinai. Someone asked Akasha on this Tosus. Oh! Frek Zuka Kasha the Marshal on the Testament Beis asks on this Tosos, we don't paskil like Rabbi Yehuda. What is the Gemara? How can you have a stomach the Gemara in Makas Davav that we're going to learn so many halachos coming out of this story? Stay tuned for the next sugyos on the Testament Beis, Rabbi Yisai. How can the Gemara all be predicated off of this Tosos that's learning the psul in the Hava Amina being based on what? The fact that he's a Sone, that's only going according to Rabbi Yehuda. If anyone learns Daf Chav Testament Aleph, they know we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. That's only by Dionysus, it's not by Eidos. Comes along the mark. What?
Killed him. It's more than just whatever he thought.
Oh, Zuck Max Hoffman, a Chiddush? That if Max would have said this on his own, I would have said, so what? But now that I know that a Marshal says exactly what he says, now I can say Shkoyach for being Mechavim to the Marshal. Zuck Max Hoffman, Ezra, listen to this. It's true. An Oev and a Sone is only possible according to Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yisai, an Oev and a Sone Gomor, guy who hates his guts, who thinks about him every night, how I want to rip him to pieces and kill that guy, and I want revenge because he killed me. In the Havamina of the Gemara is saying that that's true, even according to who? Rabbanon. So that which we learned today, that an Oyev and a Soine is only possible in Rabbi Yehuda in the criteria of the Gemara of being only a Shushbin, there is, and I don't have a criteria, Rabosai, of how to, the barometer of how to say what the level is. But if it's the level, at least in Sinna, that the guy killed you and that much revenge you want, guess what, Rabosai? Even Rabbanon agree to such a level of Sinna. And my real curious question, and I've asked Rabbi Shechter this, and I, according to the Marshal, what's the barometer, Lefi the we paskin, in terms of the Ohev? Meaning, what's the next level? There is something called an Oev Gomer that is one step up from the Shushbin that is mamish like an inseparable friend that mamish would give his life for you. That what? That even according to Rabbanu L'chora will be puzzled, and there might be certain relationships that the guys are really so close, and it would fit the category of Oev Gomer just like it would fit the category of Sone Gomer, that would be someone that's actually puzzled. Where are you going, Steimer? We still have to do the next Mishnah. We're not done.
I got a bathroom.
I don't know. Chevra, Steimer, I got to go vite. You know why? Because the Bechina this week is on this Gemara. I want to cover this ground. New topic, done with Psule Eidos, done with Psule Korva. You have guys have finished all of the Limud on Psule Krovim from Zebur. Masnissen, new Mishnah. Kate said, Beit Gemes HaEidim, how do you verify, how do you check the Eidim that come and give testimony? You bring them into a room, and you know what you do? You put fear into their heads. You try to petrify them. Umotzian eskola adam, and you make everyone leave the room. Lechutz umeshayren es hagadol shebehem, and you leave the older one of them. Vaomrim lo, and you say to him, Heich ati yodea shezeh chayev lezeh. You're coming in to testify that this guy owes money to this guy, and Dine Mamanis. How do you know that that's true? Im Omar, if he responds, Hu Omar li sha'ani chayev lo? What do you mean? He told me that I'm chayev to him. Ish ploni Omar li shu chayev lo? Or another person told me that he's chayev to him. Guess what, Rabosai? Lo Omar klum. Why is that lo Omar klum? It's all hearsay. It's all aid me PA. You heard from another guy about him. That's all rumors. shut your ears and stop listening to all this slander and rumors in society and start getting some real facts. That's garnish in the world of Torah. That's not going to affect anything. What? But whoa, the first example is a little bit of a chiddush. What about where he admitted himself? He admitted himself, it's still invalid? Yes, the Gemara is going to say it's still invalid. Because until he says certain words that commit his seriousness, you don't know that he was just trying to make himself not to be a wealthy man, and maybe he was just tricking you, and that's not something that you now have testimony for against him. Ad Sheyomer, until he says, Bifaneinu, in front of both of us, Hodolo Shu Chayev Lo Masayim Zuz. Unless he says in front of both of us, as Edom, you'll see in the Gemara, he admitted to us that he was chayev to him a certain amount, the Gemara is saying 200 zuz, then it's real testimony. But if he just walked over to Zuk privately and said, by the way, I owe Max money, that's nothing. That's something that's invalid, and that's not going to be a chayev mamonis, and that's not going to affect the world of chayshe mishpa. Good, Max? And then we enter in the second guy. We don't check them together. Ubotkinoso, and we check him out. Imnimtsu divrei mechuvanim. If their statements seem parallel and linked and similar, nosim and nosim medaver, we go through the process and the back and forth and the discussion of the masu matan of Bezdin. Shnayim omrim zakai. What's the end? Rabosa, you know this Mishnah. Shnayim omrim zakar ve'echad omer chayev. In dine mamonis, what's the din? Zakai. Majority rules. Shnayim omrim chayev ve'echad omer zakai. Chayev. Why? It's only a majority of one, Rabosa. I thought you need a majority of two. Why shnayim omrim chayev ve'echad omer zakai? Oh, for dinin nefashos, we're dealing with dinin mamonos over here. Very good. Echad omer chayev, echad omer zakai. Listen to this, Rabosai. First, one of the first sugyas on the bechina chazara. One guy says chayev, one guy says zakai, and what does the other guy say? Afilu shnayim zakai, no shnayim chayev. Echad omer eni yodeya yosifu adayonim. You should add dayonim because you can't use an eni yodeya. Says Rashi. Yosifu adayonim. Second to last Rashi on the Mishnah. The avagavdi have a polig alayu have a batal b'miyuta, and even if no matter what he says, whether it's zakai or chayev, he's going to be batal with the miyut. Ki amri eni yodeya have a kamisha lo yoshav bedin. If he says eni yodeya, he's like a person that's not there. Rabosai, what comes to mind? Which achron? Rab Chaim Brisker. If you're in eni yodeya, you don't have clash like the Ran and Nedarim. If you don't have clash, we can't be mavatal you, and therefore you can't judge. You can't include yourself into the three dayanim. This Rashi sounds very similar to the yisod of Reb Chaim of batal b'miyut and becoming like that third individual in order for us to create clash, for you to become the third opinion, to understand the way the voting works, as Max Harvey pointed out, for the next president of the United States, that is all the voting of all the states and nominations is all based on Reb Chaim's lumdus. Gamru es hadavar, they finished the psak, they were about to announce the psak. Hayimachnisin oisan, hagodol shebedayonim. The godol shebedayonim brings them both in. Omro ish ploni ata zakai, ish ploni ata chayev. And then they quote, they say the last psak din in those lashonos. This ploni, this person named such and such, is zakai, and this ploni is chayev. Uminayin lechashiyetzi, and how do you know that when the psak is verified and we're done? Lo yomer ani mezakev chaverim mechayvim. Steinberg, if you were a dayan on a din Torah, don't say, Belzon, I tried to help you. These guys wouldn't listen to me, but I voted on your hand. No. Mishnah says that's wrong. Aval ma'ese shechaveru ravu aylai. But my other buddies on the Bezdin, they argued with me. Nemar, the Pasuk says, hoyl chrochil megala soy, lo yisolar chrochil be'amecha, stop opening your mouth, stop speaking rechilos, don't open your mouth, and there's an isser for a dayan to even say what his personal opinion was on the court. And some Rishonim write that we learned in the beginning of the Gemara, Ela Shehavet Bezdin Chotzef. Some of the Rishonim write in our first parak, Bezdin Chotzef is a person who is on a Bezdin that's only a number of individuals that you're going to be able to figure out who said what. Yeah.
So, we during that sugya, we were like attacking the rabbi, asking why he says to add two.
Yeah.
But this person says to add two.
No. Clearly the din is I hear. I hear. It says plural. But the question is, even after he has a source, what's the rationale?
Yeah, you know, we definitely, like, yeah, like...
I hear. It's a good point. It's a good point. It's a good point. It's a good point. Excellent. Shkayach. Mia dayanim is shnayim. The least amount of... When you don't have a number and it says dayanim, so he's right. That should be two. Rashi always says that. Whenever you have something plural without a number, so you always think two.
With
the like, Torah. Right. Hechi amr lehu. See you later, Steinberg. Hechi amr lehu. So how do you instill fear into these Aiden? What do you say to them? Talk to Gemara. Amr Rav Yehuda. Hechi amr lehu. This is what you say. Rav Yehuda says, Nisiyim v'ruach v'geshem ein ish mesalal b'misa sheker. If you now lie, you should know, because you're lying, right? There's not going to be any rain, yeah? And there's not going to be any precipitation, and it's all going to be a function of your lying. That's the way you instill fear. Amar le Rava, Yachal amera shav shiny have a kafna v'abava umna le'cholif. These guys can say, Amar Rava, what, second Rashi on the Gemara, third Rashi on the Gemara, ma'ich beslehu, what do they care? Im lo yerdu geshamin. Amri belibam, they'll say to themselves, their conscience will say, listen, Mashal hedyot shav sheni have a kafna v'abava umna le'cholif al pasak mishi yodeya umna subamalacha le'avar arav. People who know how to fight through the storms, how to fight through the famine, how to be bal malacha. Marsha writes that the Rava got this from Paro saying to the achim in the parsha that they came down to Mitzrayim in Vayichi. Or Vayigash rather. So Paro says, are you Baal Malacha? Because then you won't be affected by famine. Marsha says, that's what Rava was saying. So these guys can speak and say, I know Chumash, that even if there's a famine, even if you're trying to scare me not to lie, but as long as I'm a Baal Malacha, I can survive. So therefore Rava says, that's not going to instill any fear into these guys. Ela Amar Rava, what is going to instill fear? Amrinu Lahu, Mafitz V'chera V'chetz Shanan Ish You know what's going to happen to the person who testifies sheker and chakras to and lies to about his friend? They are going to get the arrow. They're going to get killed. And that's the way to instill fear into these guys not to lie. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says that's also not going to instill fear. There were many years that there were what? There were magefas and plagues, and no one got killed, and therefore they're going to say this to themselves. Ela Amar Ravashi, the only way to instill fear into these guys, says Ravashi, Amar li nosan mar zutra amrina lu lasade shakri uugrayu zili tichsiv vahushivu shnayim anoshim bnei bilal negdo via idu lemor birkas emelohim melech. Let's see Rashi. Ugrayu zili hasocher mosam. Those that paid you off in order to testify falsely, mivazinosam, in your back, they turn around and they embarrass you, the kalim he be'enav, and they have no respect for you. Voshivu shnayim an Hashem le'al, gabinavos ha'israeli k'siv ha'shayotzei ha'melech ha'yoyotzim l'sokram, v'yukoronosam b'nei b'lial. If they have to give you up, they'll give you up in a second. And if we have to find out from them if you're testifying falsely, guess what? They will give you up. Because they're not connected to you. They're paying you as a job. And therefore, they don't really hold of you. And you should know that we're going to find out the sheker. It's better that we find out from you that you're lying. You know, like all, you know, like when you bring in on all those shows, right? You bring the guy into the, what's the room called?
Interrogation
room. And then you talk to that, like, listen, I know Tony. I know Tony's paying you. But, like, I'll give you only 2 years if you tell me right now. And, like, Tony's going to give you up anyways. So, you know, the guy who's paying you is being socher you. So, let's be honest here. Ravashi says, I know the way these situations work. I know crime. I know the interrogation rooms. I know how it works. We're watching your pulse. We're watching your heartbeat. So, therefore, give them up and tell us what the truth is. And not death and not famine and not anything else is going to instill fear. Let's go weiter. Give me 2 minutes. Let's go to the next Gemara. Im amr hu amr li ad shi yomer b'faneinu hodu lo shu chayev lo masayim zuz. If he says, oh, no, he told me, that's not good enough. You have to say that he admitted in front of two witnesses that he's chayev to him money. Misayel Rav Yehuda, this is a supporter of Yehuda, damar Rav Yehuda Marav, that Rav Yehuda Marav says, tzarech sheyoymar atem edai. It's not enough for a person to just say that I'm chayev to max $100. I have to say, zenger. And Saktovitz, you are my witnesses. Atem Edai. If I don't say Atem Edai, then It's not valid. It's Marnami Amar Rabbi Bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Bar Yochanan also said, Tanya Nami Hachim Manali Biyadcha, if I say you have $100 of mine in your hand, Amar Lohein, and then Zuk says back to me, you're right. Lamachar Amar Lo Tnehili, and tomorrow I say, Zuk, pay me up what you said to me and what you admitted to me yesterday, that you have $100. Amar Lo, Zuk says back to me, Mishata Ani Bukha. I was joking around. I was joking. Putter. He's taka putter, even though he admitted yesterday. Why? The lo od. And not only that, afilu hichmin lo edim, even if I take Stern, and I take Max, and I hide them under my desk, and I say the same conversation to Zuk, achore geder, behind the fence, va'omer lo, and I say to him, Zuk, manuli biyadcha, you have $100 of mine. Amr lo hein, and he says, yes. Ritzon chashetod b'fnei ploni uploni. And I say, do you want to admit it tomorrow in front of Max and Ezra? Amr lo, misyara ani, shema techveni ledin. I'm scared because maybe you'll force me to go to Beis Din. So Rabbo said, what just happened? The two witnesses just heard a valid admission. Lamachar Amr lo, tneili, tomorrow I say to him, Zuk, pay me up. Amr lo, mishat ani b'cha. He says to me, Zuk, I was joking around. Potter. He's Potter. Why?
Because he needs to know that they're there.
He needs to know that they're there. Says the Gemara, ve'ein toyanin lemesis. We're going to stop there because there's a new sugya. There's a lot to talk about the next line of the Gemara, and there's a lot to add. And I have 3 minutes till 11:30. We're not going to get on this bechina. Rabbi Isai, the bekiyas bechina, which will probably be on Tuesday or Wednesday. Thursday will be the Iyam bechina. Or if you want it before, you want to split it up another way, I have no problem. We'll start. Back from the sugya on Chav Zayin Amad Aleph, Eid Zayimim, Chav Zayin Amad Beis, Chav Ches Amad Aleph, Chav Ches Amad Beis, Chav Tes Amad Aleph.